Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. We are talking about the auspicious and great event of the 15th of Shaban, the birth anniversary of the Imam of our time, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. In order to talk a little bit about the 15th of Shaban and to talk about the Imam of our time, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, we decided to invite Sheikh Muhammad Hussain to the talk show and discuss some of these issues with us. So let's go ahead and invite him. Sheikh Muhammad Hussain, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show.
Wa alaikum salam, Sayyid Shahriar. Thank you for having me again. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Sheikh, thank you so much again for taking time out of your busy schedule to come and talk with us and chat with us, especially on this great occasion of the 15th of Sha'ban, the birth anniversary of the Imam of our time, the current Imam, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance and may we all witness his grand and glorious reappearance. So along these lines, I wanted, you know, to invite you and see what interesting points you have for us. So in the name of Allah, Bismillah.
Okay, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Firstly, I'd like to congratulate our dear viewers on entering another great opportunity, which is the holy month of Sha'ban.
Yes.
We know we are entering the holy month of Ramadan soon, which is another great event, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to reach the month of Ramadan. So, inshallah, discussing this this great occasion, which is the 15th of Sha'ban, we really have to try to analyze what this night or this day means.
Right.
Because this day is not only important in the madhab of the Shia school of thought.
Right.
It's observed all across the board, amongst all Muslims, yes. Ahl Sunnah, even the Sufis, they recognize this night as a great night, where a lot of the believers, they would engage in worship and ibadat and dhikr, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading the Holy Quran. Okay, so this is from one aspect, the greatness of this night. But on the other hand, as you said, it's also the birthday of our 12th Imam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten his reappearance. And for us, the believers of the Shia school of thought, of the followers of Imam Ali alayhi salam,
yes.
This is a great and grander event because the one who will bring justice back to the earth and eradicate it of all injustices, this is the day that he was born.
Right.
And he is the representative, the living representative of the 12 who is on the earth. Although we cannot see him physically, he can see us, he sees our actions, he hears our thoughts. And for this reason, we have to you know, really consider this night as a great night.
Right, and it's very interesting. In countries all across the world, this event is celebrated. Actually, when we released the episode, the 15th of Shaban might have passed one or two days. But it is something that I humbly believe we shouldn't just celebrate this event for one day. We should celebrate days upon it, right? Especially since it is the Imam of our time. It is the Imam that all of humanity is waiting for, this Savior that will come towards the end of time when the world is filled with oppression and tyranny and cruelty and barbarity and evil, right? And he will come and return in order to establish the just and true kingdom of Allah, the kingdom of God upon this earth. And it is something that I think just one day doesn't do justice.
Exactly. I think this day, the 15th of Shaban, it's so strategically aligned, which is 2 weeks before the holy month of Ramadan.
Yes.
And in the holy month of Ramadan, as we know, it consists of Laylatul Qadr.
Right.
Okay, so some Mufassirin and commentators, they say that the 15th of Sha'ban, after the Laylatul Qadr, it's not equal, but it's almost on par with Laylatul Qadr,
right,
as the next great important night.
Right.
Okay, so if we look at the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he revealed the Holy Quran on the night of power, the night of Qadr. Okay, yes. This is in Surah Al-Qad. But in other surahs, some commentators, they actually relate the 15th of Sha'ban to the verse of the Holy Quran. Where we see in Surah 44, Surah Al-Duqan, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah. Okay, on a great night. And he said, Inna kunna munzirin. He said, we are the warners. Okay, but then the verse continues. Okay, the next verse says, Fiha yafraqu kulla amrin muftarin. Or kulla amrin hakim. Where it says all matters are distinctly and precisely like revealed or proclaimed on this night.
Right.
So what it means is that all our actions in terms of our livelihood, our sustenance, our living, our death, it's actually determined on this night.
Right.
So based on our actions throughout the year can determine whether we extend the period of our lives, whether our death comes sooner. So this in itself teaches us that this night holds so much power after the night of Laylatul Qadr.
Right.
And it also coincides, as we said, with the birth of the great Imam. So if we put these two things together, we see that the Holy Imam, he is the walking, talking Quran.
Yes.
And in the Quran, it says that the Quran was revealed on this night, which is the night that he was born.
Mm-hmm.
So two great events took place at the same time, which mm-hmm. really equates the situation for us.
It's interesting. It kind of reminds me of the tradition of Thaqalain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where the Quran and the Itra, Quran and the Ahlul Bayt. And so here it seems like just as the Prophet, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as he said that these are inseparable, this is yet another instance of the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt of the Holy Prophet being inseparable.
Yes, definitely. And wherever we see these verses in the Holy Quran, we look at the tafsirs of these Quran. We don't just look on the surface.
Right.
We analyze these verses. And the only way that we can come up with the true analysis and the correct analysis of these verses is by placing them on the scale of the Ahlul Bayt.
Yes.
There's no way that we can derive the true batin of these verses, of any verse of the Holy Quran, without putting it on the scale of the Ahlul Bayt. And unfortunately, we see some scholars and some commentators of the Holy Quran, they try to derive the batin and the secrets of the Holy Quran without the hadith, without the sayings of the Holy Ahlul Bayt, and it just does not match up, it does not add up. Okay? Definitely we will not know all the secrets of the Holy Quran, but with the help of the Ahlul Bayt we can get close to some of the secrets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in the Holy Quran. We believe in the 12th Imam, we believe in his coming, and even non-Muslims, they also believe in that a Mahdi, a so-called Mahdi or Savior will come at
right.
some point in time.
Right.
So this is not some concept that is really far-fetched. Okay, this can be seen across many religions where they expect the Mahdi or the Savior to come and eradicate the world of the negative things that we see today. So just to go back to the topic that we were speaking about, the 15th of Sha'ban, I would implore all of our dear viewers and listeners to make use of this great and special night, because we're not sure if we would be here to witness another event such as this. So whenever these opportunities come, I implore myself first and also the viewers to take full advantage. You know, what's one night of staying awake until Fajr? You know, it won't really do us much harm. We won't die, but the blessings and the benefits are countless.
Excellent. Sheikh Muhammad Hussain, I don't know, we kind of ran out of a little bit of time on this one, but we're going to hold you to account to come to another one of our Islamic Pulse talk shows, inshallah, soon. Congratulations and blessings to you and your loved ones upon this blessed occasion of the 15th of Shaban, the birth anniversary of the Imam of our time, the awaited savior of humanity, and inshallah until another program. And thank you, dear viewers, again for joining us, on this 15th Shaban special, where we were talking about the 15th of Shaban and, of course, the Imam of our time, Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Again, congratulations to you all, and until another talk show. That's all from us. Fi amanillah, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.